Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg you for your sympathy.
What you know about that, Leroy? That's before your time.
That's before my time, but that's all my parents. And
I just like saying that. It's usually like a staple of what's told. And that's before your time.
Somebody got to say that. Somebody got to say that. If you play that at a picnic or barbecue or something like that, somebody going to say, well, y'all know nothing about that.
What you know about that, nephew? Not before your time. I mean, it's a great song, though, sir. Am I allowed to enjoy it? Let's go ahead and get to your headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Oh. Tobin and Leroy show here. Tobin out. We'll return next week. Your boys holding it down. Jay Fig will join us soon, I'm assuming, because we got some games, you know? Got to get in on the games. Definitely got to get in on the games.
The fight started at 12.
Yeah, fine. Well, she's still late. Still late then. She'll be here. She'll definitely be here. A couple headlines for you. Kevin Durant, who has been in and out of the lineup for Team USA, practices with Team USA, but is still questionable for their matchup against South Sudan Saturday night. Does that tickle your fancy? Some Olympic basketball? It's exhibition, though, still.
No. Yeah. Give me next week.
Yeah, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. But hopefully, you know, we can go ahead and get ourselves some Kevin Durant on that Team USA team. Definitely wouldn't hurt. Bronny James, yesterday him and the other Lakers coveted pick led them to their second straight victory, and Bronny James now becomes popular betting pick for Rookie of the Year. The odds to win NBA Rookie of the Year have shuffled since the start of the Summer League, with Zach Edey now being the consensus betting favorite, but the most popular pick by a long shot is Bronny James. Bronny James right now has more bets placed on him to win Rookie of the Year than any other player at multiple sportsbooks.
So. Jeez. I mean, to win Rookie of the Year, you first have to play.
There's no There's no chance he wins Rookie of the Year. But, you know, just like there was crazy people who...
So is he more active now?
I mean, he had 12 points yesterday, so that was good, right? 12 points, 13 points the night before, if I'm not mistaken. Steals, rebounds. The thing about Bronny is he's a solid player, but the things that he does don't necessarily reflect on the stat sheet. Like, he's not a good enough scorer as of right now to make it to, you know, the big leagues and make some sort of impact. But in regards to rebounding and just, you know, defensive presence.
So basically, he's an intangible.
Essentially, he's an intangible. But you know what? Sometimes intangibles have a good shot, and I don't even think he has that.
But it can improve all the other stuff.
Yeah,
and
he has the athleticism.
The hardest thing to teach in sports is the things that he does well.
Yes, correct. And right. He's so very athletic as well.
If he can catch up with all the other stuff and be a D3 guy, then yeah. So he just need to work on his offensive game, which I tell you what, it's a lot easier to work on your offensive game than it is work on your defensive game.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we saw it down here in Miami where Jovic was in international play leading his team to, you know, a silver medal, and then comes to Miami and can't sniff the court because of his defensive IQ just not being where it needed to be for Eric Spoelstra to trust him. So we've seen it multiple times. Anyone in the, if you're in the NBA, you can get a bucket. I tell you,
based on the way the season went,
yeah,
I think we should have looked away from those defensive inefficiencies and told them go out there and get some buckets. Because, again, you scored 80 points three times in one series.
Yep. Horrible.
In an NBA game in 2024.
It's embarrassing.
Right.
Putrid offense. Like that word choice? Putrid.
Putrid.
I had mentioned this list earlier, Leroy. I wasn't able to cover it, but wanted to get your opinion on this. This is from David Fiorones. He posted this, and this is according to Bet Online, the first head coach to be fired.
I'm going to tell you who it is.
Who's it going to be?
The Jets head coach.
Oh, you got it. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. That is, he's 5-1 right now. Robert Saleh is the favorite to be the first head coach fired this season.
You know why?
According to Bet Online.
Because if that quarterback thing goes ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And goes south.
Yep.
They're going to change coaches.
And that sucks because I think Saleh is a good coach. I really do.
He is. Listen, here's the problem.
Yeah.
When teams change coaches, you're going into a bad situation.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you see fans, organizations, one of the reasons why they're in that situation is probably because they haven't been very patient. So you go into a new situation, they're not looking at that situation as to, is it getting better? Is he building something? They're just looking at wins and losses, and we've been the same old team that we've been for the last however many years.
Yep, for sure.
Same thing here. Mike McDaniel been a coach for, this is his third year. Right?
Yes, this is a statement coming up.
And you know what they greeted him with?
What?
We haven't won a playoff game in 20 years.
Yeah. Now he has meetings.
Now, has this team been better than the teams that you've seen the last few years? Absolutely. But they don't care about that. So they will risk getting a new coach versus seeing the improvement of their team and their franchise based on what this man has done. You see, and that's the part that sucks about it is that, you know, I ask this question to Tobin every year. Can your team get better and be better even though you don't win as many games as you did the year before? Because there's a lot of other circumstances that come into play. But as a fan, you don't care about that. All you care about is the record and the playoff wins and whatever. But at some point, in order to be a consistent contender, you're going to have to be patient, right? And I know what everybody's going to say. I've been patient for 20-plus years. All right, dude. Like, all right. Yeah. Y'all know what the hell I'm saying.
That's like making your
right?
current
you
partner.
You keep changing. It ain't going to get no better no time soon. It'll be another 10 years.
That's just how we do, Leroy. You know, that we have our current
I get it.
Partner.
I get it. But then don't expect it to get better. Look at all the teams that have struggled, right?
Yeah.
To be successful or win playoff games or get better as an organization. They change a lot. They change players. They change quarterbacks. They change GMs. They change.
I mean,
right?
Yeah. It kind of is like people with relationships nowadays, you know? It's right. that person who...
Wait. And then, let me tell you something about relationships while we're
okay. All right.
Women.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
If you just get out of a relationship and you meet another guy, don't give out the cheat code.
Ah.
And what I mean the cheat code is, you say, well, why did it break up? Oh, well, he didn't do this, this, and this. Well, the new guy gonna say, oh, I don't do that.
Yep.
And you think you got a better man. Same thing with men. Right? Don't give up the cheat code. Just say it didn't work out and figure it out as you go on in this relationship. Don't give a cheat code so the guy just go, or the woman just go out of their way not to be what you were with the last time.
This is free game, everyone. Leroy Hoare dropping free game.
Free game. Like, because nobody, no man or woman has ever introduced themselves like this. Hey, I just got out of a relationship. I climbed through my boyfriend's window to see if he was cheating. Or no man that said, I was aggressive with my woman. She wasn't acting right, so we broke up. Right? You don't hear that.
Yeah.
But you know, you ain't gonna hear that story. Every time you meet somebody new, they are picture perfect, and you got to figure it out. So don't give no cheat code. Don't give no answers to the test.
Leroy, I got some things in today or on today that happened in history. Movies and TVs that released. What do you think of these? Clueless came out on this day in 1995.
Clueless? Oh, well, we only know that for one person.
Stacey Dash?
Stacey Dash.
Well, that's why we know it. But it's a classic cult movie.
It is. You know, they came out with another one, a new one. Yeah, oh, was, no, not wait, no, wait. No,
Mean Girls is what you're thinking
about. Mean Girls. Yeah. I always get them mixed up, Mean Girls.
Lion King, but The Lion King, not Lion King, the one that we remember. This is The Lion King in 2019 came out on this day. I think that's the live-action film.
First of all, I'm not watching live-action of The Lion King.
Okay, all right, fair.
Right.
What about The Conjuring?
It's like, why are you going to see Snow White on ice?
Oh, I did see Frozen on ice, by the way.
Frozen?
Yeah. That was the first time I'd ever seen. I've never seen Frozen the movie. I have only seen it on ice. Yeah. Strange.
I got more questions.
I saw it seven times that weekend. It was rough. I worked for the arena at that time.
Okay. All right. There we go. There had to be an explanation because...
Yeah, I'm just saying you
see. I'm like, wait, you work at a comedy club, you travel around doing comedy, you do music, and then you say, yeah, I've seen Frozen on Ice.
It's a good story. It feels better on
didn't
ice.
They have Frozen, didn't they have, well, oh, no, I'm thinking of, what was the, oh, that was Hansel and Gretel.
What you mean? Where they made like
You ever see the movie Hansel and Gretel with...
The like adult with, version of it, right?
Yeah. Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. With the vampire killers or the witch hunters.
Yes. And what's his name? Hawkeye. Yeah.
But that, I have seen that. I seen that girl in a lot of stuff too.
She looks Gretel. Familiar.
Yeah, she was in who's that movie with
She was in Clash of Titans, Prince of Persia.
Clash of Titans. There it is. Clash of Titans. That's it.
Yeah. I got some TV shows that released on this day as well.
1995? Oh, wait. Go on this day. What? Go
on ahead. This day, Mad Men released in 2007.
Never saw one episode.
Me either, man. A show about an advertising agency? Didn't seem like my style. Right. Miami Inc. Never saw that either.
Never saw that one either.
Pawn Stars. You have to see at least one episode of Pawn Stars.
No.
Come on.
Never saw Pawn Stars. Nope.
And last one for today, famous birthday, Benedict Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's it.
Doctor Strange, born in 76. Makes him 38 today? No, 58.
Wow.
48?
No.
58?
76, he's 48.
48.
Because I was born in 68.
Quick math.
Can't be 58.
Cannot. When we come back, Leroy.
Man, could you imagine? What? Did they call him Benny growing up?
Benny? Yeah, oh, Benedict? I can't. Is he British? Because he's British, I feel like they would have potentially said Benedict.
Is he British? It sounds like a British name.
I can't trust any.
What if he's something if he's say born in Cleveland?
Yeah, actually, you know what? He's probably... Because any person that I think is an American actor ends up being from somewhere else, and anyone that I think is British ends up...
Yeah, why we have so much of a harder time picking up their accents?
Yeah, they're good.
They just come over here, and then you hear them. Like, I didn't know Batman was.
Christian Bale?
He got a boy. He sound like Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. By the way, Benedict Cumberbatch, born in the UK. Same thing with Christian Bale.
Yeah. No, Christian. Yeah, but Christian Bale, his accent is strong.
Yeah. When we come back, Leroy, you're gonna want to hear this. Dwayne Wade, he's talking that talk, baby. He's talking that talk. I'm just giving you one quote. Before injuries, I'm like MJ. I'm coming for you. Find out what more Dwayne Wade said. When we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, UD.
What's good, my boy?
Mr. 305.
Yes, sir.
Wade County.
16 years later.
We done made history.
Blue rings on our fingers. Pockets getting fatter. We getting greater.
I'm the son of a saint. Still considered a sinner. Three rings on his finger. Ooh. Yeah, that boy was a winner. Never known as a singer. But this
hello, Figgy. What the hell are you? Oh, that's an orange. Hello, Figgy.
Hello, Marcos.
I thought you were eating a Twinkie, but like, I was confused as to why you were eating it that way. Like, you were eating it like a sandwich, not like a normal.
Like, first of all,
this guy eating a Twinkie in the middle?
First of all,
yeah.
Even I have my limits.
That's fair.
I've never eaten a Twinkie in my life.
Well, that's what you felt was wrong in that sentence?
That's where you draw the line.
Which is disgusting.
I wouldn't say it's disgusting.
It was like, a great part of my childhood. I don't really want to call it disgusting.
I wouldn't say it's disgusting. You ever had a fried Twinkie?
No, I just had my first fried Oreo, remember?
Oh, yeah. And you like the fried Oreo.
Oh, it was cool.
So if you like that, a fried Twinkie, you may like a little bit more. And the only reason I had one is when I used to work at a burger and beer joint that they used to have in Pembroke Pines. We had a dessert where you'd cut out Twinkie, you'd put it in the same batter, fry it, put it in some ice cream. Pretty good. Pretty good. And then you wake up from your diabetic coma, you feel refreshed. It's good.
You eat that thing, you start seeing spots, sugar spots.
You actually you have to turn in your leg or your foot right before you eat it. Crowder has this great joke where he talks about all the members of his family who have diabetes, where he went to a pool party and there was about 20 people, 6 pairs of shoes. Anyway, moving on. I had mentioned it before we went to break.
You know what's crazy about that?
What?
I got a whole family of biggins.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody.
That's good genes. Good genes, you know?
I guess because, like I said, in New Orleans, everything start off with a sizzle.
I had
frying everything.
I had a daydream yesterday that, you know how you guys go to do the show in Vegas, or you do the show wherever, you know, Radio Row, wherever we need to be. I was thinking we should do just randomly one of these summers. We should do the show from New Orleans. Just have Leroy take us around New Orleans, you know?
Hey, yeah.
Approve this message.
You see, because I was thinking, all right, you know, Fig can't take us necessarily anywhere because she's from here for the most part. Me can't really do anything unless she takes us to like Australia or something.
I can take you to Texas.
Yes. I'd rather go to Kendall.
You think it's hot here?
Oh,
I wouldn't step foot in Australia. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've seen too many things.
I was like, where can Tobin can take us to what? His fake
Peanut
farm?
Island?
Peanut Island.
The farm.
Yeah.
The farm.
The farm.
And the trailer park that he went to.
Oh yeah,
in Tennessee.
No, the one that
What's
is
up with a lot of Latinos going to Tennessee?
Yeah, there is quite.
They're always vacation there now.
Yeah, it's a new thing. It definitely is a new thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tennessee is fun. I know Fig's been going there for quite some time.
I love Tennessee.
Yeah, I just do drive-thrus when I used to go up to Cleveland. So
yeah, just stop by real quick.
No.
Not even?
No.
Just drive-thru?
Drive-thru. Tennessee, Kentucky. Yeah.
Kentucky seems like a drive-thru kind of place to me. Maybe
the only reason why I know Kentucky because when you go to Cincinnati,
yeah,
like even if you go to play Cincinnati, you fly into Kentucky.
Man,
and drive across the bridge.
My whole geography map is just off. Like I'm thinking all those places are far from each other. But
no,
like for example, Michigan. I thought Michigan was like by North Dakota.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Let me throw this at you.
All right, me particular.
Why do you think it's called the Midwest? All these states are like the middle of the country.
Yeah. I thought they were more west than mid.
Now, I will say this. A lot of people think of Kentucky and Tennessee as being south.
Yeah, if I think of Kentucky, I think of the south.
No, but they're not.
See, that's their fault.
Not that far south.
Bad marketing. Then why should I trust their fried chicken?
Here's the other thing. You know what's crazy?
What?
New Orleans. And Louisiana is in the Central Standard Time, but is more east than Cleveland.
Yeah, so see, it's just like football division sometimes.
Right, like
why are we
Minnesota,
not in the AFC South?
Cleveland and Michigan are more west than New Orleans, but New Orleans is in Central Standard Time.
New Orleans is actually in their own time. I've seen how Dan Day walks around here. He's on his own time.
Hey, it's a different animal. Louisiana is a different animal because while people don't realize that all of the pockets where people live are small. So it's not that many people.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I wish you guys could see what I am experiencing right now.
What are you experiencing?
Oh, Scooby's barking because he is trying to climb where I have his little outfit.
Okay.
And where he brushes his teeth.
Yeah.
Wait. Whoa. Wait. Do we need to commit you? Did you just not say Scooby puts on his outfit and brushes his teeth?
Yeah, apparently he's barking to get to his outfit and his teeth brush.
He's literally trying to grab it. It's crazy right now. Mm.
You dress him every day? Every day you get him a new outfit?
No. Oh, okay. He hasn't been wearing one in quite some time. Oh, okay. But like every time he goes and tries to climb that, I put it on and he's just happy. Okay. It's so funny.
I was like, yeah, that's a lot of work.
And he doesn't even... One day I tried to see if I can brush his teeth. That way I didn't have to take him to the vet.
Yeah.
And you know, he doesn't like it, but then he still barks for it. It's very weird.
I taught my son to say cheese anytime we're getting ready to like brush like his teeth. But now he doesn't associate cheese with like picture. He associates it with like toothbrush. So if like we're in public and someone's like cheese for a picture, he's like, "What are we doing this now? We're brushing my teeth now? Is that what we're doing?" I didn't realize. Now?
That's so cute.
Do we do it now? I don't know. Why are we brushing my teeth? Hey, I thought we were eating.
Hey, don't let people privy to your ways of getting your kids to do things.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be amazed that once you share that information with the rest of the world, that everybody think your parents and you are crazy.
I know, man.
I did what I had to do.
Absolutely, I trick him. You gotta lie to your kids.
Wait till he figures out cheese is actually
a food.
Oh, great snack, actually.
Yeah,
You
never had the cheese sticks in your fridge?
No. Rebecca used to eat cheese sticks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That seems like something.
I wasn't really a big fan of those
cheese
like sticks. Or the charcuterie boards.
No, those are adult Lunchables. No. We don't do those.
I like those.
Yeah. And expensive.
Very expensive.
They ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I ain't into that. Like if we going through all this trouble, I might as well make a burger. Yeah. Put some cheese on it.
That's fair.
But like, what are we doing? Like I'm not an appetizer guy. Hmm. Right.
I'm a sandwich than anything else.
If I come over to your house.
Yeah, it is a sandwich.
And you break out a charcuterie board. Me and you gonna have a conversation.
Yeah, I would have been pissed if I went to your house for
Stop
July 4th.
Judging
yeah.
that.
What if I wait?
If, you know y'all would, very y'all well that you came,
you know what a snack is. You know when you come on when you come on my house, you know what a snack is. Yeah. I put like 30 wings in front of you.
Yeah,
snack on that till I'm done with the ribs.
I have seen Marco snack on literally anything he can grab, so I don't know who you're trying to talk to. Right?
That's judgmental.
Speaking of diabetes, you eat more candy than anybody.
Yes, I do. And
he's a child.
Unfortunately, I can
and apple juice.
I could be convinced to do things for candy. Like if normally,
I don't think you need to be convinced.
You don't need to be convinced.
I'm saying if you're like, hey, I have candy. Will you jump off this building? I'm gonna measure to see.
Have you seen the thing on Instagram with the kid and the mom? You say if somebody comes by and gets and asks you to get in the van, he's like, what kind of candy does he have? He said, I'm in that van.
I gotta get that candy.
He said, but you said Reese's and M&M's.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Are you afraid of heights, actually?
I am.
Nah, I skydive. I skydove. Yeah. What's the past tense of skydive?
A lot of tall guys are terrified of heights, and I don't understand that.
6 feet.
But you're taller than me.
According to Dono.
You're 6 feet according to Dono. So
check this
anyone
out.
Past 6 feet, so, I question.
Do you not understand, like, if I have to change a light bulb and stand up on the ladder, I'll show my hands just start sweating. Like like when every time I take off in a plane, my hands start profusely sweating. I get nervous.
Oh, wow.
Every time I've taken off in a plane, I'm just, I'm a ground person.
That's very interesting.
Nice.
Yes. I do not like heights. I don't like, Yeah.
I know what you mean with that, I'm a ground person. I feel that same way. I'm not like deathly afraid of it. I'll definitely explore a little bit. But I feel the same way about boats. I'm like, I need to be close to the ground somewhere, please, if possible. Whenever I'm in those areas where I'm in the middle of the ocean.
If a boat crash, you can survive.
Yeah, plane crash, you're done.
Right.
Done for.
Like, I don't know why they say get in the crash position. Right? Yeah. If we going down, get in the crash position. Like, why?
That position honestly looks like you'll get even more hurt.
No, it looks like they're going to have to unfold your ass when the plane crash.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what happened? We got to fold. Who is this? I don't know. Let's get him out of the position.
All right, you guys know what time it is.
Game time.
Game time. Let's go ahead and get some Family Feud on the Tobin and Leroy Show when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Marco's holding things down today. We got Leroy and Jay Fig in the competitors' chairs ready to face off an arousing rendition of Family Feud. Now, we tried something yesterday, and I think it worked relatively well in regards to the hand-raising thing. Except for Dono's gyrating, of course. That was so funny to hear.
Did not work in my favor.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But this time, you're not competing with old twerking Dono over there. You got Leroy. So let's go ahead and put you guys next to each other so I can see exactly when this hand goes up. I'm going to go ahead and do my best at quick math to make sure that I get you guys points accumulated, not only answers correct, but I may need some assistance from my fellow mathematicians.
Hey, man, you got a whole lot of setup time. Let's go.
What is going on here? Right. Yeah, it's about to be one. Hello.
All right, that's fair. Let's go ahead with question number one. What is a common fear that many people have? Top four answers on the board. J-Fig, what is a common fear that many people have?
Heights.
Heights. Number one answer, J-Fig. Heights with 50 points. Would you like to pass or would you like to play?
I'd like to play.
Here we go.
I'd like to play.
Only thing that was missing at the end of that.
Okay.
We talked about it last segment.
Was it really giving that? I'm sorry.
We got to find ways to incorporate that into the show.
Okay.
Common fear that many people have. Number one answer already taken with heights. J-Fig, what else you got?
I feel like people are very scared of dying also.
Ooh, common fear that people have. Let's see death.
Who's not afraid of dying?
I honestly feel like that's something that's very common around here.
Maybe they just don't even think about it because these other that I'm seeing on the board here are pretty good. But maybe death is just such a gruesome ultimatum that people don't even think about.
Or such an obvious that people don't mention.
Yeah, so.
Bugs.
All right, second answer by J-Fig is bugs. Let's see bugs. Number two answer, spiders.
Spiders, okay.
There it goes.
Wait, this is a J-Fix personal list?
Don't say that word, please. No, because I am not afraid of heights.
Two more answers left on the board. What is a common fear that many people have, J-Fig?
Someone honestly in the chat said clowns, and I kind of get that.
Clowns. Show me clowns. Two. Wow. Two wrong answers. Final attempt, J-Fig.
No, that's three wrong answers.
No, she
no,
said
that. Two wrong answers.
You did death.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Oh, spiders.
That's it.
Okay, go.
Yeah,
go
no,
go
actually, ahead. It was just one.
It was two.
Well, two now.
Okay, all right.
Commitment.
Commitment. Show me commitment. Oh,
that should have been right because everyone is afraid of commitments.
Not your boy,
especially in South Florida.
I had my bouts with commitment issues.
The darkness. Oh my god.
Too late. Too little. Too late.
Wait, Leroy, you know I get to get your points, right,
Leroy?
We'll take it.
You have your opportunity to steal two more answers left on the board.
Let me see.
Common fear that many people have, Leroy.
Let me see. We did heights, right?
Indeed.
Yes.
I'm gonna see. Does animals count as
bugs?
Bugs, I would count them separately. I think they're two different things.
I'm gonna go animals.
Animals, show me animals. Oh, Leroy, so close. So close. Time now to reveal the correct answers. We had heights at number one, spiders at number two. What was number three? Public speaking. And the final answer, flying. Wow.
I could have did flying.
Could have did flying.
Because I hate.
That's a part of heights.
Wow. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't make the rules.
All right, go.
Let's go ahead and get
how
this
many points
question.
Does she have?
75 points. J-Fig is in the lead. Let's go ahead and go to round two. Top four answers on the board. What is a common household item people forget when they leave their home?
What?
A common household item that people forget when they leave their home. J-Fig.
Are you speaking about like on a trip or something?
I don't know. When you leave the house. Common item. Forgot it at home.
Their keys.
Let's see.
You
show.
Can't leave your house.
Well, I mean, maybe you walk
car
out.
Keys.
Show me.
Oh, their phone.
Keys. Number one answer again, J-Fig. Really killing it. All right. Would you like to pass or would you like to play?
I'd like to play.
Here we go. Common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house. We got keys already, J-Fig. Three more answers left on the board. What else you got?
Wallet.
Show me
stop
wallet.
Stop looking at the chat.
I'm just thinking of like everything that people around me are constantly leaving.
Keys, number one answer. Wallet, the number three answer. Two more answers left on the board. J-Fig, what else you got?
Oh, was it right? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay. So I said keys, wallet, phone.
Phone, number two answer. You got one answer left on the board, J-Fig. Three X's remaining. What is a common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house?
I could take the funny approach and say pants, but...
Pants! Show me pants! Oh, no pants.
No ghosts!
Oh, sorry, that's one X. Two more X's. What we got? Common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house.
Hey, you know we have segments on this show, Jennifer. Got time for you to be deep in thought.
Really?
Three.
You know what? I'm going to remember that next time
three,
you try to butcher a segment.
Two. One. Oh, J-Fig. Ran out of time on that one. Got one more X. Common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house.
Is it still me?
Yes.
Still you?
You canceled me out.
All right.
Shoes. I don't know.
Shoes. Show me shoes. Oh, and show me the door. Leroy, common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house.
Kevin.
Kevin.
The kids.
Forget to take. You leave your kid at home as you head to Paris with the rest of your family for Christmas. Show me your child. Wrong answer. Final answer. Let's see what it is. An item people forget to take when leaving the house. Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. That's not a requirement.
Well, I mean, you won, JFig, so I'm not sure if you really want to battle it too much. You're currently in the lead. 165 points to zero. This is round three before we take our halftime break.
Don't you dare say bajillion points.
No, that's the second.
Because I will go from my area all the way to El Portal, okay?
Oh, don't worry. You'll have a chance to leave and go home by the time she gets there.
I'll see her Monday.
I know where you live.
Name a household chore that nobody likes to do. Leroy, you haven't raised your hand at all,
I forgot. Okay. I was like, what did she raise her hand for?
Okay. All right. Well, first one to answer. Name a household chore.
Oh, a household chore that people hate.
That nobody likes to do. Figgy, top four answers on the board. What you got?
Dishes.
Dishes, the number two answer. Leroy, you have an opportunity to steal this if you guess the number one answer. Name a household chore that nobody likes to do. He says mop.
Bless you,
I think, as well.
Don't look at that the chat. Tough.
I'm not Leroy. Looking at the chat.
All right, he says mop. Show me mop. Not on the top four. Not on the top four, my friend. This top answer, I'm not sure if you guys are going to get this one, but... JFig, since you won that round and you're currently up 165 points to zero, would you
mowing
like to...
the lawn?
Okay, mowing
that
the lawn.
Number one.
Not on there.
Laundry.
Laundry, the number four answer. Two more answers left on the board. The number one and number three answer. Household chore that nobody likes to do.
Me?
Yep, still you.
Toilet. Clean the toilet.
Ooh, cleaning the toilet. I need to discuss with the judges in the chat. The
you
answer,
aren't a judge, okay?
The answer is cleaning the bathroom. She what said I- cleaning the toilet. Do I give her the points? Judges, I need you to weigh in. Does she get the point?
Until there's a toilet in the living room, then yes. You have to give it to her.
Date South says it's okay. Tears K86 says that's good. All I need is one more approval. Bathroom is more than a toilet. Steven Stevens says, no, we're at 2-2 right now. We are at 2-2.
Is this his burner account?
Seems like it would be. And there you go. Yes, points, no dice. Yes, wow, this is actually Heat Cult.
Who are you?
Heat Cult is the final verdict.
I'm turning up the chat.
Correct. Bathroom. She has two potential X's left. One answer left on the board. A household chore that nobody likes to do. One more answer left, JFig. What do you got?
It's a chore, a household chore. And mopping was not a part of it, you said.
Mopping was not a part of it, JFig. With the double answer.
You already said that.
I know, which is crazy.
I will go there.
Which is crazy.
And break your
legs. It again. All right, one X left, JFig, one answer left. A household chore that nobody likes to do.
Clothes.
Laundry.
I said laundry.
Laundry already said.
No, okay.
Final one. We've had cleaning the bathroom, washing dishes, and doing laundry. You got 5 seconds, JFig, or it goes to Leroy for an opportunity to steal.
I'm going
to
go ahead and look at the chat, and it says vacuum.
The correct answer is... vacuum!
How many people really vacuum, though?
You said how many people really vacuum? I don't know, because nobody likes to do it, apparently.
True, but I'm saying, like, there's
vacuum is the easy way of sweep.
But there's also there's a broom.
Yeah, I sweep, vacuum, then mop. And I use that mop that has the stick that goes through the cloth. Yeah, that old Cuban mop.
A
homemade one. You take an old towel, you cut a hole in it, you put it through a stick. Put some Fabuloso on the ground.
I used to hate.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Marco's holding things down today. We got Leroy and Jay Fig in the competitors' chairs ready to face off an arousing rendition of Family Feud. Now, we tried something yesterday, and I think it worked relatively well in regards to the hand-raising thing. Except for Dono's gyrating, of course. That was so funny to hear.
Did not work in my favor.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But this time, you're not competing with old twerking Dono over there. You got Leroy. So let's go ahead and put you guys next to each other so I can see exactly when this hand goes up. I'm going to go ahead and do my best at quick math to make sure that I get you guys points accumulated, not only answers correct, but I may need some assistance from my fellow mathematicians.
Hey, man, you got a whole lot of setup time. Let's go.
What is going on here? Right. Yeah, it's about to be one. Hello.
All right, that's fair. Let's go ahead with question number one. What is a common fear that many people have? Top four answers on the board. J-Fig, what is a common fear that many people have?
Heights.
Heights. Number one answer, J-Fig. Heights with 50 points. Would you like to pass or would you like to play?
I'd like to play.
Here we go.
I'd like to play.
Only thing that was missing at the end of that.
Okay.
We talked about it last segment.
Was it really giving that? I'm sorry.
we got to find ways to incorporate that into the show.
Okay.
Common fear that many people have. Number one answer already taken with heights. J-Fig, what else you got?
I feel like people are very scared of dying also.
Ooh, a common fear that people have. Let's see death.
Who's not afraid of dying?
I honestly feel like that's something that's very common around here.
Maybe they just don't even think about it because these other that I'm seeing on the board here are pretty good. But maybe death is just such a gruesome ultimatum that people don't even think about.
Or such an obvious that people don't mention.
Yeah, so.
Bugs.
All right, second answer by J-Fig is bugs. Let's see bugs. Number two answer, spiders.
Spiders, okay.
There it goes.
Wait, this is a J-Fix personal list?
Don't say that word, please. No, because I am not afraid of heights.
Two more answers left on the board. What is a common fear that many people have, J-Fig?
Someone honestly in the chat said clowns, and I kind of get that.
Clowns. Show me clowns. Two. Two wrong answers. Final attempt, J-Fig.
No, that's three wrong answers.
No, she said.
No, I did two wrong answers.
You did death.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You did, spiders.
That's it.
Okay, go.
Yeah, no, actually, it was just one.
It was two.
Well, two now.
All right.
Commitment.
Commitment. Show me commitment. Oh.
That should have been right, because everyone is afraid of commitment.
Not your boy.
Especially in South Florida.
I had my bouts with commitment issues.
The darkness. Oh my God.
Too late. Too little. Too late.
Wait. Leroy, you know, I get to get your points, right?
Leroy,
we'll take it.
Your opportunity to steal. Two more answers left on the board. Name a common fear that many people have, Leroy.
Let me see. We did heights, right?
Indeed.
Yes. I'm gonna see. Does animals count as
bugs?
Bugs, I would count them separately. I think they're two different things.
I'm gonna go animals.
Animals, show me animals. Oh, Leroy, so close. So close. Time now to reveal the correct answers. We had heights at number one, spiders at number two. What was number three? Public speaking. And the final answer, flying. Wow.
I could have did flying.
Could have did flying.
Because I hate.
That's a part of heights.
Wow. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't make the rules.
All right, go.
Let's go ahead and get this question.
How many points did she
have? 75 points. J-Fig is in the lead. Let's go ahead and go to round two. Top four answers on the board. What is a common household item people forget when they leave their home?
What?
A common household item that people forget when they leave their home. J-Fig.
Are you speaking about like on a trip or something?
I don't know. When you leave the house. Common item. Forgot it at home.
Their keys.
Let's see.
Can't leave your house.
Well, I mean, maybe you walk
car
out.
Keys.
Show me.
Oh, their phone.
Keys. Number one answer again, J-Fig. Really killing it. All right. Would you like to pass or would you like to play?
I'd like to play.
Here we go. Common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house. We got keys already, J-Fig. Three more answers left on the board. What else you got?
Wallet.
Show me wallet.
Stop looking at the chat.
I'm just thinking of like everything that people around me are constantly leaving.
Keys, number one answer. Wallet, the number three answer. Two more answers left on the board. J-Fig, what else you got?
Oh, was it right? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So I said keys, wallet, phone.
Phone, number two answer. You got one answer left on the board, J-Fig. Three X's remaining. What is a common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house?
I could take the funny approach and say pants, but...
Pants! Show me pants! Oh, no pants.
No ghosts!
Oh, sorry, that's one X. Two more X's. What we got? Common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house.
Hey, you know we have segments on this show, Jennifer. Got time for you to be deep in thought.
Really?
Three.
You know what? I'm going to remember that next time
Three.
You try to butcher a segment.
Two. One. Oh, J-Fig. Ran out of time on that one. Got one more X. Common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house.
Is it still me?
Yes.
Still you?
You canceled me out.
All right.
Shoes. I don't know.
Shoes. Show me shoes. Oh, and show me the door. Leroy, common item people forget to take with them when leaving the house.
Kevin.
The
kids.
Forget to take. You leave your kid at home as you head to Paris with the rest of your family for Christmas. Show me your child. Wrong answer. final answer. Let's see what it is. An item people forget to take when leaving the house. Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Well, I mean, you won, JFig, so I'm not sure if you really want to battle it too much. You're currently in the lead, 165 points to zero. This is round three before we take our halftime break.
Don't you dare say bajillion points.
No, that's the second.
Because I will go from my area all the way to El Portal, okay?
Oh, don't worry. You'll have a chance to leave and go home by the time she gets there.
I'll see her Monday.
I know where you live.
Name a household chore that nobody likes to do. Leroy, you haven't raised your hand at all,
I forgot. Okay. I was like, what did she raise her hand for?
Okay. All right. Well, first one to answer. Name a household chore.
Oh, a household chore that people hate.
That nobody likes to do. Figgy, top four answers on the board. What you got?
Dishes,
the number two answer. Leroy, you have an opportunity to steal this if you guess the number one answer. Name a household chore that nobody likes to do. He says mop.
Bless you,
I think, as well.
Don't look at that the chat. Tough.
I'm not Leroy. Looking at the chat.
All right, he says mop. Show me mop. Not on the top four. Not on the top four, my friend. This top answer, I'm not sure if you guys are going to get this one, but... JFig, since you won that round and you're currently up 165 points to zero, would you
mowing
like to...
the lawn?
Okay, mowing
that
the lawn.
Number one.
Not on there.
Laundry,
the number four answer. Two more answers left on the board. The number one and number three answer. Household chore that nobody likes to do.
Me?
Yep, still you.
Cleaning the toilet.
I need to discuss with the judges. The judges in the chat. The
you
answer.
Aren't a judge, okay?
The answer is cleaning the bathroom. She said cleaning the toilet. Do I give her the points? Judges, I need you to weigh in. Does she get the point?
Until there's a toilet in the living room, then yes. You have to give it to her.
Date South says it's okay. Tears K86 says that's good. All I need is one more approval. Bathroom is more than a toilet. Steven Stevens says, no, we're at 2-2 right now. We are at 2-2.
Is this his burner account?
Seems like it would be. And there you go. Yes, points, no dice. Yes, wow, this is actually Heat Cult.
Who are you?
Heat Cult is the final verdict.
I'm turning up the chat.
Correct. Bathroom. She has two potential X's left. One answer left on the board. A household chore that nobody likes to do. One more answer left, JFig. What do you got?
It's a chore, a household chore. And mopping was not a part of it, you said.
Mopping was not a part of it, JFig, with the double answer.
Leroy said that.
I know, which is crazy.
I will go there.
Which is crazy.
And break your legs.
It again.
All
right, 1X left, JFig, one answer left. A household chore that nobody likes to do.
Clothes.
Laundry.
I said laundry.
Laundry already said.
No, okay.
Final one. We've had cleaning the bathroom, washing dishes, and doing laundry. You got 5 seconds, JFig, or it goes to Leroy for an opportunity to steal.
I'm going
to
go ahead and look at the chat, and it says vacuum.
The correct answer is... Vacuum!
How many people really vacuum, though?
You said how many people really vacuum? I don't know, because nobody likes to do it, apparently.
True, but I'm saying, like... There's
vacuum is the easy way of sweep.
But there's also, there's a broom.
Yeah, I sweep, vacuum, then mop. And I use that mop that has the stick that goes through the cloth. Yeah, that old Cuban mop.
A
homemade one. You take an old towel, you cut a hole in it, you put it through a stick. Put some Fabuloso on the ground.
I used to hate that one.
Right?
You got, wait a minute.
All the time.
You got a ghetto.
Yeah. No, it works better. I promise it works better.
No, that is a...
That's a Cuban
you'll
mop.
You'll see that in any, yes, in any Cuban household for sure.
If you Google,
but we like
Cuban
the mop. Ones that you that come with a little bucket that you.
Can you go like this?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I was just not gonna do that demonstration here.
Yeah, that's fair. Good move there. But yeah, the Cuban mop, got that at the house. The wood always breaks though. I had to get me like a little metal one, you know.
Yeah.
God, I'm telling you, I just Googled right now Cuban mop, and the first thing that came on Reddit seems like they could have taken that picture in my childhood home. That was the first round of Family Feud. Right now, J-Fig is running away with it. 260.
She's cheating away with it.
260-0 right now, Leroy. You got to step it up, dude. First of all, it would help if you press your buzzer. You don't press your buzzer, so you never get selected if that's the case.
That's all I see. I'm like, damn, I forgot.
Damn. He even asked her, like, why are you holding your hand up?
Why are you putting your hand up? I don't know.
I'm ready now. I'm ready. The comeback.
By the way, this is a
comeback king.
Quick photo of my Cuban mop at home. This is a Google image, but
you know what? For a second, I was like, "Is this actually you?" But there's too many toes there, so it's not you.
Oh, everyone's got jokes, huh? Don't they? Everyone's a comedian. All right,
I want my point.
Objectively, that's a point. And
point for Jay Finn.
We'll be back with more Tobin and Leroy Family Feud when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.